It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. But today, we're on remote location at the Beau Rivage, Mayor Fofo Gillage's very state of the city address. But let me bring you right now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, good afternoon, William Sackett. We're glad to be here on location at the Beau Rivage with its cavernous magnolia room here, where we had 650 people today for Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillage's state of the city presentation. Mayor, what did you think of how things went?
I thought it went well. I thought, you know, congratulated everybody, all our partners here. Again, it was huge. It was huge.
You hit on that before.
Serena, what did you think?
Oh, I thought it was great. I was really, really interested in seeing that they've been working hard this past year.
Mayor Gillage, you sounded some familiar themes. You talked about the broadband initiative. You talked about the infrastructure. You talked about a number of Keesler Gate. But you also had a couple of new things in there. That Pan American Clipper's only been mentioned a little, but that's near and dear to your heart.
Well, I actually talked about it last year at this time, and it was just researching, but now these plans are becoming reality. I feel that by May 15th, with our commitment, we'll be running at least the Clipper back and forth from Ship Island, some other things. So there's some humps that were, obstacles we're crossing with the National Park Service, and we'll make it happen. May 15th is our commitment.
The thing that I hear from you over and over in all the presentations you make is you want that Biloxi thing. Explain to me what that Biloxi thing is.
It can't be explained. Either you get it or you got it. You're born with it, near and far. You know, it never leaves you. So, it is explaining many things, as the speech said, many things, but all good, I'm real proud for our kids and for our grandkids in the Biloxi. We're in our 318 years now, so.
We're proud of it.
You had another great line, too, about something about a fingerprint or something. What was that?
Oh, that Biloxi thing, talking about, it's as undeniable as a fingerprint and recognizable in a nanosecond. You know what a nanosecond is a billionth of a second.
Coming from somebody that has a background in computer software, that is perfect. Another thing, before I move to the First Lady here, you talked about a new high technology enterprise, or really an industry you're working on.
Right. If you look at in your pocket, if you look at some of the chips that are now on your MasterCard or Visa or one of those things, that's about a $3 investment for the credit card company. This carbon nanotubes will provide that at probably one-tenth of that cost, and we want that manufacturing of those that high-performance material, carbon nanotube, that has a lot of electrical properties and then can replace a lot of the silicon-based technology that's in, but we want it in Biloxi. And that's what's important. People don't realize that. That's huge.
You and the First Lady this year went to Washington, D.C., where you're honored by the White House for our efforts in homelessness for veterans to help secure, help solve that problem. But the other thing you're looking to do is now take that to the next level.
Yeah, we found that there is a tapestry of services that can help the homeless, a process that it's hard to get through, just stepping one step to the other. But it's a model that can be expanded and can be extrapolated to address not only the homeless for veterans, but, the homeless for families, the children, those kinds of things that we're, we have about 400 homeless that we have to address. And we have the basis for which, we can do that.
Serena Gillage, what do you think the response was of this audience today? Because we had 650 of them here.
I think the response was great. We're so proud of everything that my husband and everybody else in this city is doing. We want to bring it to the next level, and it looks like it's going that way.
One of the things I guess you've gathered is from listening to your husband talk at home and seeing him in public like this is that no one person can do it alone, can they?
No one person can do it alone. He may think, but no, it takes a village. It's a wonderful village that we have here in Biloxi, helping him to get through all of this. We are proud of it.
Biloxi proud of it, William. That is the theme Mayor Gillage wanted to see today. That is the theme that resounded with this audience here. And I want to bring in now somebody that's worked real hard on this State of the City address, and that's Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. How was your first official State of the City address as a public affairs specialist?
It was a process, a bit stressful at times, but it was really cool to see today how all of it was put together, all of our time and work that we put in helping the mayor. And, of course, all the city departments, the information they gave us to help the mayor put together this presentation.
Yeah, it really is, William. You had the occasion to sit with the directors over here, and I think a lot of them were proud of their body of work.
Oh, without question. You could even see with their faces, even them were amazed. They were very amazed at what they were seeing. Now, they're part of it every day, ladies and gentlemen, but they're now seeing the larger picture. And one of my favorite statements, they really saw it at 30,000 feet, and they saw dots connected. They saw progress. They saw a strong future.
We can't thank people enough for being here today, but we also want to let you know, if you were not at this luncheon, have no fear. This program is going to be carried on Cable 1 in Biloxi on Cable Channel 69. It starts on Thursday at 1 o'clock. It runs at the top of every hour until Friday at 1 in the afternoon. So Thursday from 1 o'clock all the way to Friday for 24 hours, you're going to be able to see this. Fofo, all the time. I don't know, William, if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Cecilia, it's also going to be available elsewhere.
Yes, on our website, biloxi.ms.us, click on Mayor on the top right, and it'll link to all the information that he was giving you today, and the video will be there as well.
William Sackett, we want to thank you again, and you had the First Lady of City Desk out here today. We want to also thank Deborah Jordan Sackett for coming out, and I hope she liked what she saw.
Oh, she was most pleased and very, very much amazed and realizing the great history because she is a Biloxi girl. You are listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, and today we were live from the Beau Rivage. Your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.